My decision-making process for in terms of college, it really came down to three schools: Florida, Florida State, and Auburn.
Derek's recruitment was the closest thing I've seen to an actual circus. You'd have coaches calling, one's on the phone, one's flight calling on the other phone, getting directions from the airport. You'd see an SEC coach leaving. You might see a ACC tag driving through the neighborhood.
Derek actually spent the last 2 weeks before signing date at my house where nobody could reach him.
Laying in my bed one night, I just looked up at the ceiling and I closed my eyes and I said, man, if I did not play a down of football, where would I go to school?
I think his last official visit was to the University of Florida.
When it was time to make my announcement, you know, I said, I think I would play a joke on Coach Andrews.
He decided he was going to make it hard on me a little bit and came back and said, how was your visit? Called him that night and he said, Coach, it was great. He said, I really did like it. I said, you didn't like it that much, did you? He said, Coach, it was pretty nice now.
You know, the big announcement is tomorrow at your banquet. He said, should I even bother showing up? I said, well, I tell you what, Coach, if you don't show up, I won't go to Florida State.
And I said, listen, I'm not coming up there and sit in the audience and listen to you say you're going to be a Gator. I said, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to come up there and choke you if you give me those kind of news with everybody there at the banquet.
Well, doing my announcement the whole time, I'm talking as if I'm going somewhere else.
I started by last night. I said, oh, well, just you know, do what you like. So I chose Florida State University.
I announced Florida State, and man, he just jumps up. You can literally feel, man, he just had a burden lift off his shoulder.
You know, I think I have a better chance at Florida State under Coach Andrews, you know, and Bobby Bowden. I think I can do a good job at defensive back there.
College, for any student, particularly me, it was a little bit frightening.
We talked about it being overwhelming.
We had a mentoring program. The NCAA called it foster parent program, and we were team moms assigned the athletes.
I still don't know today how my name got selected for her to be my team mom.
A couple of the assistant coaches actually spoke to me and told me they thought that Derek and I would be a good fit.
She can care less if you were starting or if you didn't play a down. She just tried to fill that role of support for players. If you were her team son, you have a relationship with that for life. And she really is that mom figure.
Started as a young kid coming on campus like 125 other kids on the team, you know.
They were recruiting Brooks as a safety. I was a free safety and he was a strong safety.
I went in as a defensive back rather than a linebacker, which I played 4 years in high school. It was a little bit intimidating when I get there. And on top of that, I was coming in with all the accolades. So it was a lot of expectations, a lot of uncertainty in my head. Do I belong on this field with these guys?
We were able to find great young talent that had high ambition, and their work ethic was such that it let them become great players.
Mickey Andrews was our guy. We took on his personality. He fueled us, and he didn't really play any favorites. You know, either you got the job done or you didn't.
One day in practice, I'm at strong safety, and there's a play-action pass, and I've gotten beat on this play probably 10 times. He'd had enough. He tells me if I go get beat again going forward, he said, just run out of the gate, go down to the Greyhound bus station, tell them Coach Andrews sent you, and to charge my credit card, you get a one-way ticket to Pensacola. I'm just so in the tank. So I called my mom. Mom, Coach, this guy, Coach Andrews, just told me this today, and I'm trying. And she's listening. She said, well, son, don't get beat again. I was like, what? She's saying, yeah. She's saying, there's no room here for you.
Lockout, hands it off. This is Blatt. He will be hit at the one. He did not get in. Derrick Brooks hit him in the belly and knocked him backwards.
Wants it though. He'll be hit, sacked by Derrick Brooks.
And Derrick Brooks absolutely clobbers the receiver again.
This is it right here, baby. This is it. One thing about our class of 91, we were confident.
They was telling us that we could be a part of history, that we could be a part of the first team to win a national championship in Florida State history.
We were not shy to tell our other teammates about it, to the fact we were, I don't know if we were the most popular freshman class to come into Florida State.
Here comes Florida State.
And we wanted to win a national championship bad. That was really one of our goals.
45 yards to steal it from Florida State and to get Cinderella, Nebraska, a tremendous championship. And he hooked and left. Florida State wins.
The feeling is unbelievable. Having been set as a goal and winning that game, you're so excited, and you hug each other and you cry and you shed tears, and it's just like, man, I can't believe that it actually happened.
I felt more for Coach Bowden. To see him talk to us in that locker room, it's not what he said, it's the way he said it that resonates with me. The way he said thank you to us players. You can just feel his adrenaline of relief to get that championship. It really felt good.
Tampa Bay has selected linebacker from Florida State, Derrick Brooks.
He was your friend, and he talked to you like he was your friend until he hit you.
The one team that gave us the most problems was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Tampa 2 defense.
Well, we were locked and loaded, and our attitude was world championship.